Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Rock on. I love this story, and we're talking about some small comfort for the short and tall women out there. Does your height determine your health? That turns out that extra inches lower your risk of some common health problems, but increase the odds of others. So here's a little breakdown. When short is best, you're not as cancer prone. Melanoma, thyroid, kidney, breast, colon, and rectum cancers in particular are strongly associated with height. Over a series of three studies, women who are 5'10" are about 30-40% more likely to develop these types of cancers than women who are 5'2". Taller women tend to have larger organs and more cells, so the chance of developing mutations that lead to cancer is greater. You all know I'm 4'10", so that rocks my world right there. My chance of blood clots dwindles. If you're 5'2" or under, that would be me, and your body weight is normal or close to it, you're three times less likely to get a blood clot. Woohoo! Okay, so that helps me reduce my risk of stroke, and I might still be going strong at 90. One of the genes linked to longevity is also responsible for short stature. Yay! See how much I learn on my own job? The scientists found that gene mutation impedes insulin-like growth factor from doing this job, also seems to extend the lifespan. Well, now when taller is tops, it seems that your heart is safer. Women who are 5'8" are 28% less likely to develop heart disease than those who are 5'3" and under. So, yeah, okay, I always do watch out and make sure, see what's going on with my heart. While being tall doesn't give you a free pass to smoke and eat junk food, it does offer a little bit more protection. Your mind will stay strong. A woman who's 5'7" is about 50% less likely to die from dementia than one who is 5'10". So I may live to 90, but I won't know that I'm 90, and I might not remember things. Well, that kind of sucks. And childbirth and pregnancy won't be as tough if you're taller. 5'8" and above are 18-59% less likely to develop gestational diabetes than in those who are 5'2" and under. Researchers aren't really sure why, but they speculate that the genes related to height have an effect on glucose tolerance. So more good news for the average size or tall woman. The study from Thailand found that being 5'1" or taller reduces your risk for a C-section. Well, I'm past that particular risk. I don't have to worry about that, and I had good pregnancies. So I was lucky that way. More on tall and short in another show. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.